Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The junior set results are out tomorrow. Now, it's advisable to talk to your little princes and princesses tonight. Not just about the results and not to worry too much about it. Let's look, if there's any of them listening today in the car with your mums and dads, you know, I hope you do well. I hope you get what you want tomorrow, but it's not the end of the world. Actually, do you know what? I think it's better if you probably don't do well. Because if you don't do well, it gives you, I suppose, a reason to try and better yourself in the next 2 years with the Leaving Cert. Because the majority, 99% of them, probably are going to stay and do the Leaving Cert. Very few will actually leave, you know, when they get to 16 years of age, as we did in our day. So if you do well, brilliant. If you don't do well, well, at least you know what you have to book up on. So parents, please don't be too hard on them. It's a tough time. It really is hard. It's a memory test. We all know that. But hand in hand with the results comes, I suppose, the traditional night out. Now, there are a lot of venues, of course, out there who are, I suppose, putting on events, and parents are being urged to monitor their children's alcohol intake during the junior set result celebrations tomorrow night. But would you let your teenager have an alcoholic drink for their junior set results? Now, remember, of course, we're talking junior cert, not leaving cert here, 15 and 16-year-olds. And the National Charity Drink Aware said parents should be positive and play a positive role in their child's life to the thousands of teens who will receive their results tomorrow. This comes after research showed 7 out of 10 Irish parents believe their own drinking habits influence their children's attitudes towards booze. Absolutely, of course it does. Figures also revealed the average age at which youngsters try their first alcoholic drink is now decreasing. So before, it probably was about 16 or 17, it's now going down to 14 or 15. And DrinkAware CEO Shiona Horgan said, our research highlights a worrying trend in the decreasing age for the first drink, and this can often coincide with the junior cert results night. But with parents becoming more mindful of their own drinking habits, positive role modelling around alcohol can help to shift the dial on underage drinking. Ms. Horgan also said that she warned of the knock-on effect of underage drinking and insisting parents must push back against this normalisation. Now, last year, the results night saw Gardaí seize large quantities of alcohol from teens at underage discos. And by the way, I was DJing many years ago at a lot of these, you know, discos for the junior cert night. And I always remember that we used to have these big blue bins just inside the door where the confiscated alcohol would be thrown in. At one particular event of a junior cert night, we had 7 blue bins. You know the large blue bins they keep all the bottles in? 7 of them full with beer, vodka, anything they think they can get in, down their trousers. Girls hide it in their hair. They will hide it anywhere they think they can get it in. And if not, they will drink before they even get to the venue. DrinkAware was keen to point out that understanding alcohol consumption begins in the home. And Ms. Horgan said that it is a widely held belief that teenagers who drink at home are less likely to binge drink in other less controlled environments. But evidence doesn't support this theory. So this idea that, oh, well, look, you know, I'd rather he drink at home because at least I can monitor him responsibly rather than drinking out in a field somewhere. Now, there is no evidence that that's a responsible thing to do. None whatsoever. In fact, the evidence shows the contrary. That at 16 years of age, if you're saying to your child, well, look, you know, there's nothing I can do to stop you from drinking, so you might as well do it here with your mates, as long as your mates, mothers and fathers are okay with it, you can have 2 bottles each or whatever. You're giving them the green light to drink. The idea is you cannot drink till you're 18 years of age. It's not illegal, by the way. People think it's illegal to drink under the age of 18. It's not illegal to drink under the age of 18. You can drink at any age you want. There's nothing illegal about it at all. It's illegal to purchase alcohol under the age of 18. That's the law. So if your mother and father give you a bottle of beer at 15, that's not illegal. You can do it in your family home. It's perfectly fine. And the reason they allowed that was because of obviously the tradition of having maybe a glass of wine, you know, after dinner or something like that. So 27% of Irish adults were given their first drink by their parents or a close relative. That means a quarter, over a quarter of kids were actually given their first drink by their mother or father. What are we doing to our children? I want to talk about it today. I want to talk about the junior cert night. It's a big night. It's the first night for many kids that actually have an alcoholic drink, and some parents are battling with the idea of letting their son or daughter drink to celebrate. They're torn between the notion of, well, you know, sure, well, they drink anyway and might as well let them drink, or am I actually encouraging them by doing that? Let me know what you think. Would you let your teen have a drink to celebrate their junior cert result night? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is that the right thing to do, to allow them to drink? Let me go to Luke. Luke, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Luke?
Niall, how's it going?
Good, Luke. Nice to talk to you. I'm assuming you didn't do your junior cert, Luke. I mean today. I mean results tomorrow. Like you're a bit older than that.
Yeah, I'm in my mid-20s. But my outlook on it personally is, like, I know it's always going to be a thing with drinking underage, right? But I find when it comes to junior cert night, and what was the norm for my junior cert night was, it's normally a disco or something like that they go to, right? Which is 9 out of 10, it's in around the city centre, right? Or town or whatever. Yeah. Whatever county it's in, it's normally in town or whatever the case. Now, the thing is, you're 15, you're 16. There's going to be other things going on in around the town what normally would be when there's no disco. So there's going to be adults in around town drinking as well, you know? So I personally find, it, you know, if it comes to the parent saying, look, if you're a junior cert night, you can come to the house with a couple of buddies, whatever the case may be, you can have a couple of drinks. You know, monitored and, you know, in a safe environment.
But see, this is what we all think is the right thing to do. But according to the experts, the psychologists, the doctors, the drink-aware people, the alcohol, askalcohol.ie, all these, askaboutalcohol.ie, all these other websites, it's the wrong thing to do.
No, I understand all that as well, Lyle, in a perfect world, right? But what I would say is, I obviously, my way of thinking here, it's not a case where it would be going on every weekend. I do really believe when it comes down to things like junior cert night, it's a much safer option because at the end of the day, look, we're not fools. We were all there as well. It's going to happen anyway.
But that's the throw the towel into the ring attitude, isn't it? It's going to happen anyway.
Well, it isn't. I tell you why I think the way I think.
Well, let me ask you a question, right? If you thought your child was smoking hash, would you roll them a joint?
I know it's a good way to compare it. I wouldn't, obviously. You know,
no, of course not.
Of course. But, however, what I would say is when it comes to drink, the situation you can find yourself in is a lot more dangerous if you're doing it outside of home than what it would be maybe smoking a joint of hash. Now, I'm not condoning either one of them, 100%, but from my own experience, what can happen if you end up going off yourself and drinking behind your parents' back on junior cert night is you rock up to the door of the disco, they know you're after being drinking, you're not left in, a couple of your buddies are not left in, you're not going to go home, Niall. So what most people end up doing is roaming around the town at 15, 16. They think it's great because they don't get the opportunity to do it beforehand, and a lot more dangerous things can happen. That would be my way of looking at it. When it comes,
I was this expert this morning from a physical sense, right? And he was saying the brain matures right up to the kind of mid-20s, right? Your brain is constantly maturing. And he said the most vital part of the maturity of the brain and the development of the brain is in the adolescent age, between kind of 12 and 18 years of age. That's where you're getting the most amount of information, right? And your memory is vital. And the part of your brain that controls the memory, he says, is affected directly by alcohol. And there's evidence that suggests that people who start drinking younger, their memory is affected, their brain function is affected, their maturity is affected, so it does have a negative effect on young people. So we should be deterring them from drinking. What we've done in this society of ours is we have taught children by learning because they watch their parents monkey see, monkey do, that every time we celebrate, we must have alcohol. And parents are teaching their children that by doing it themselves. And they feel the same way. But we need to turn the tide. We need to just turn the tide completely.
I totally agree. But I know when I was a teenager, the more my parents taught me not to do something, and I always thought one of the greatest pleasures in life is doing what people say you cannot do.
Why, I know, the taboo of it, yeah.
You know, and I just think, you know, I totally agree with the sense of, you know, setting an example and kind of telling them they can't and trying to make them understand that they can't. But I firmly believe, and especially with the younger generation, I think, to be honest, they're a bit more crazy than my generation anyway, certainly.
Do you think they are? Well, according to the experts, they are drinking younger nowadays, yeah.
I think so, but like, I know I don't want to go off topic either, Niall, but I think the younger generation, they're a lot more open to drugs and stuff as well. Like, I know, I've heard of, especially down in Cork, you know, I've heard of young fellas under the age of 18 that have died from hard drugs that I wouldn't have even heard of when I was that age, you know. So I do think...
Certainly the availability of drugs. In our day, I don't know how old you are, Luke, but in my day, the only drugs around were probably hash and LSD or whatever, or mushrooms or whatever it was. Nowadays, the availability of cocaine and heroin and all these things are so readily available and easily available for young people, which is sad.
100%, 100%. And to be honest, I have two younger brothers as well. One of them is 15, one of them is 17. So it's like, you know, when they're talking about things that their buddies are doing and all this, it's actually frightening now, to be honest. And don't get me wrong, I was no angel when I was 15, 16, 17.
Were you drinking at 16, Luke?
I was, yeah, I was.
And where would you be drinking? Just down in a field somewhere, or
up around in a field? No, I'll be honest with you. What happened with me is, and why I have this kind of outlook is because at the time when the recession hit, I was probably 15, 16, 17. And what my parents done was they built like a kind of a shed out the back, and they put a bar in there. And that was instead of, you know...
Jesus, what sort of lesson is that teaching? We've got our own bar.
Well, we weren't out there now. It was for my parents. And once a week, their buddies would come over.
Right.
And that's what they would do instead of having a night out, because it was getting too expensive when the recession hit.
And I know a lot of people did that at the time as well, but I don't know what sort of message that sends to children. Okay, but stay there for a second, Luke. And I'm not having a go at your parents, by the way. I know a lot of people did that at the time to save money. Let me go to D. You're on Classic Hits. You heard Luke, D.
Hey,
Niall. You know, he still thinks, you know, that you have to look at the evidence might suggest... I'm not breaking up. I'm in a radio station.
It's even hard to hear what that man is saying.
The evidence would suggest that you don't let your child drink at 15 or 16 years of age. But the reality is, Luke says, you know, is that maybe you have to.
Yeah. But come here and I tell you just before, you said something there very important as well. I was at the stage where I was saying, keep them safe and keep them in the house. And if you know what they're doing. And the reason why I said that was... because before I had any children, there was a friend up in Tala, and Tala was only on the beginning there of Kilimanjaro getting built at the time, and this woman, no way are you going out on that field, no way are you going out there drinking. The rest of them are doing it, the rest of them are doing it. I don't care what the rest of them is doing. But she thought it was safe to keep them in the house and let them drink in the house. It was much safer. A real bro, the lads got stabbed in the house.
Right.
The field was safe, blah, blah, blah. Just because it's in the house doesn't mean it's safe. But it is something you're at the same day, is that to change your mind about keeping them safe in the house. That one changed my mind also. But you said something there. If one generation breaks that thing,
the cycle,
about having it in the house and it's safe, it may cut it out altogether. Because that's where they know, well, man, it's either on the fear or they're having it in somebody's house and it's about 200.
Well, that's kind of like almost like blackmail, isn't it?
Instead, and the mother agrees rather than letting them go out into the danger. But the danger can happen with a group of five as well in the house.
But what it is it's your child, and it is a child, 15 years of age, is almost blackmailing you in a sense that they're saying, well, they might not physically or, you know, verbally say it to you, but if you don't let me drink in the house, I'm going to do it out in the field.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it is almost like blackmail, where you're the parent and you be saying, well, hold on, you're not 18, you shouldn't be drinking at all. And if you take that attitude, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm losing your line, D. It's just breaking up really badly. Maybe I'll get Lena to give you a quick call back. Sorry, Luke, is that not a fair point that we're allowing children at 15 years of age to blackmail us into thinking that if you don't let me do it here, I'm going to do it out in the field?
Well, yeah, you know, that happens as well. The child, you know, will take it in a bad way. Oh, you're forcing me to go and do it outside, so and all this kind of carry on. That's just, you know, that's just testing the waters. That's all that is. I suppose it's down to the parent to put the kid back in line with the hands. But to be honest with you, Niall, I'm, you know, not in a condoning way. My opinion is, and this is coming from my own experience, right, with the bar out my back and all that when I was younger, you know, I had a little bit of leeway. Now, my parents were very, very strict. I was the kid that was taken in off the street at 9 or 10 o'clock. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would not be in the position today that I'm in without my parents. Do not get me wrong there.
And what would your father have done if he, or your mother have done if they found out you were drinking at 16? What would they have done to you?
Oh, she'd ask as if I'm after committing murder. No joke. No, at all jokes. Like, she would ask.
You'd be grounded, yeah?
Yeah, oh, for weeks. My mother was very, very... She'd come down hard on me. Like, she wouldn't... She wouldn't underestimate the situation by any means. Like,
right,
you know,
okay.
I mean?
Well, I personally believe that's the right attitude to have, because although you said you did it anyway, if I go back to, again, you know, when I was a young fella, you know, 46 years ago, when I was 10 years of age, when I was, whatever it was, 41 years ago, when I was 15, there was very few kids drinking.
Yeah.
And because they were terrified if their parents found out, they'd box their head off.
Yeah, you have it.
But nowadays, it's almost like the kids are making the rules.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we're giving into it. This idea of, I'm a responsible parent, let me kid drink at 15. There's nothing responsible about letting a 15-year-old drink alcohol. Nothing.
No.
Under no circumstances, Luke, I just don't know. Maybe I'm conservative, old-fashioned, fuddy-duddy. I'm not one of these newfangled parents. But I would never in a million years allow it. Ever.
Me neither.
But the question I posed to you...
And I have three children, by the way. The youngest is 18 now. You know?
What happened on Junior Cert Night for, say, your kids? Was it a case that...
Well, my oldest son... Junior Cert Night, none of my kids would have drank on Junior Cert Night. None of them. And people might think I'm being naive. My oldest son is 23. He still doesn't drink, by the way.
No, Niall, I'm going to tell you why I don't think you're naive. Because I've just been talking to Selena. None of my kids went out on Junior Night, or even the leaving.
Oh, they went out. My kids went to a disco, all right.
Mine didn't. Yeah. There were no interest in the scene whatsoever, because they said at the end of the night, they're falling all over the place, getting sick on the floor, you're picking friends up, you're stopping fights. They said they just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, but I think it's the way they grow up as well. And no disrespect to your parents, Luke, but you grew up knowing your parents were drinkers, right? Or would have a drink at the weekend or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
Whereas my kids, I was maybe, you know, I was a bit snobbish about it, even probably to a point where I wouldn't even go out for a Sunday dinner if it was pub grub. I would go to a restaurant rather than go to a pub. My kids were never exposed to pubs unless it was a social event like a birthday party. And I detested those kind of events because I hated having my children around people who are drunk. Yeah. And that was but that's just me because I'm kind of very anti-drink, Luke. And all that says back to the fact my father was a heavy drinker and, you know, and wasn't in the best of form when he was drunk.
Can I say something very important on that, please?
Yeah.
Communion for children now. I'm going to give you an example. My son's communion, right? And I had a friend that lived over in Cabra, and she rang me and she said, let's split the cost, and we booked the venue. Now, the venue was in the pub. Now, this is communion. Now, you're 8 years of age. We booked the venue. I said, for what? She said, the communion. I said, why would you want to book a pub for the communion? She says, and we'll be at the split, and it won't cost, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't want to have my child's venue in a pub where everyone is getting pissed drunk and they're sitting there in an outfit. Now, mine is a boy, hers is a girl. Imagine a big, heavy outfit, a big dress, all diamond, sitting there for a whole day, watching their parents and everyone else getting drunk. That should be stopped. Communions in pubs should be stopped.
Children shouldn't be allowed in pubs. End of story. I don't care what the event is. Children should never be allowed in the pub.
Stop, Niall.
Okay, well, and I think what we're doing is and you're right, we need to break the cycle. And that's what they were talking about. I was listening to something this morning about it. We need to break the cycle. I'm going to come to Micheál in a second, but I know Paul wants to specifically talk to me before the break. Sorry, Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Niall, how are you getting on?
You're not happy with me, no?
I've spoken to you before, no. Listen, I wouldn't encourage juniors to drink at all. It's not an option for me.
Yeah, go on.
Alcohol in general. I think kids are drinking a lot less now anyway.
No, they're not. Evidence shows they're drinking more.
What evidence?
Well, no, I mean, if you look at the life cycle of a child, the evidence shows that children are drinking younger. They may not be drinking as much or continuing to drink the way we did, but the evidence shows they are drinking younger.
Well, maybe sampling it and getting out earlier, but I mean, they're more into their gyms and health and appearance and body and fitness and everything else, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Fair play to them.
They're not drinking lagers like years ago. They're drinking these concoctions of shock.
No, I was just working across the road from a gym now, and the amount of teenagers that actually go to the gym every day is unbelievable. Like, versus you'd be mocked for going to the gym. It was unheard of. So I don't actually think they're drinking as much as they used to. I think it's dying out.
No.
Well, I mean,
no.
It's still the older generation. They're still hard at it.
Go to a pub in the city centre at night time and see the concoctions that they're drinking at 10 or 15 year old pub.
Go to a pub in any middle part of town.
Sorry, what did you say, Luke?
I can tell you now as well, and I've only been in the gym recently as well, a couple of months back there. And I know for a fact that a lot of them are going to the gym more often. You're right in what you say there. But what they're going to the gym for is to sweat the drink out from the night before. And as well, they're all in there socialising. A lot of them aren't even lifting weights or whatever. They're all standing around machines on their phones taking up space.
Well, there's always going to be an element of that anyway.
Well, there is. But I mean, do you believe, Paul, that by mammy and daddy saying you can have, you know, two beers in the house... Is that a responsible thing to do with a 15 or 16-year-old?
No, absolutely not. And I actually, in my initial point, was stop bashing drinks. I think it serves a purpose for older people. But absolutely not. I would not encourage a 15 or 16-year-old to drink. I have one in the house. She's collecting her junior cert results tomorrow. No way would I tell her to have a drink. Wait till you're 18.
All right, okay. Well, hang on. So I thought you were going to have a go at me, Paul, but you cleaned it.
Yeah, your attitude towards drinking in general, it sucks.
I know, I own up to that. I'm okay about that.
Sticky of bashing people trying to have a good time. It's hard enough life, you know, if you can't.
I have no problem with people having a good time and people going out and having the odd social drink. I just don't want to be around them if they're pissed.
Well, neither do I, but you might find that I might be one of them now and again.
I find drunk people irritating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really irritating, particularly if you're a non-drinker.
They think they're great crack.
I know they do. I know a few people who think they're great crack when they're drunk. Let me go to Michal just before I go to the break because he's been waiting ages there as well. Michal, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Michal? You there, Michal? Oh, so, jeepers, hold on, I've got to turn you on there. Not that I would want to turn on, Michal.
I'm like you, I detest. I detest social events for this non-stop pub. What pub are you going to? It has to be before anything is considered the pub and a mannequin deceit. And communions, confirmations, everything like that. And not even after funerals, I detest it. Where is it going? Will there be sandwiches? Will there be grub there? And they all go to after a funeral and get buckled after. I detest all that. I detest it. Unfortunately, it's the way it is. And I do not agree with kids going out, 15-year-olds, after their junior certs, and going to the pubs. I do not agree with it. Unfortunately, it's the way it is. It's the culture, it's the way it's gone.
I think we're all the same boat on this.
Now, the more important question is, who is connected to the off-licence and pub that have changed the results day closer to the weekend? Wouldn't be politicians and landlords, would it? It's Martin and Swords. Martin, I think that's a coincidence. I think the problem was the Department of Education didn't get the results ready in time. They were supposed to be out weeks ago. I don't think it's just, you know, to do with having it at the weekend for pubs because kids are not allowed into pubs. Anyway, not personally, I think kids today drink less. They are more into fitness and their health and their appearance. Would you please stop pretending that you can have a better time not drinking than drinking? I've done both. Admit it. Your life is kind of boring. This is Paul in Ashford. Paul, my life is not boring. I do other things. I don't have to drink alcohol. Just because I don't drink alcohol doesn't mean I'm... But there's this kind of concept out there. If you don't drink, you must be some sort of boring person. There's nothing worse, by the way, as a non-drinker. When you're at an event, and I'll be at one tomorrow night, the Radio Awards... Wish us luck, fingers crossed. Or, for example, you're out at a party and someone's at the bar and you're at the bar getting your Coke or your Red Bull that I might be getting and they're going, do you want a drink? And go, no. I go on, have a drink. No, I don't want one. I don't drink. You're going, come on, have one, sure, go on. We're like pushers, Irish people. In relation to younger people drinking less, I don't think they have the money to drink as much as probably people did drink 30 or 40 years ago. I think if you look at the nightclub industry, for example, which I worked in 30 or 40 years ago, clubs were full every night of the week because children left school after the leaving cert and they went into a job. So there's a whole cultural change because kids are in college now, they're not in work. And most 18 to 23 year olds in my day were working. They had money, so the nightclubs were busier. Nowadays, the nightclubs are only busy usually on a Friday or a Saturday night, or the pubs. Because kids have less money. But when they do go out, I think they drink more. I think they binge drink. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Jane, who grew up in a house where there was quite a substantial amount of alcohol. Jane, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Okay, Jane, I know you're a first-time caller, by the way. They told me in my ear, be gentle with her. She's a first-time caller. Don't be nervous. It's just me and you, Jane. Jane, you grew up in a house where there was a lot of alcohol, and so would I, actually. My father was a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
And do you think that had some sort of effect or influence on your drinking, or the fact that you don't?
Oh, it's not that I wouldn't drink. It's just that I wouldn't bring my children out into pubs and that atmosphere, as you said, like the weekend and, you know, the GAA things and the halls and all this. I just don't do it. But it was just with regards to what the lady was saying with the communion. She made a very valid point that it's just so drink orientated. It's ridiculous. And I have my child's communion this year and we've decided to just do the old fashioned thing of calling around, you know,
neighbours' houses,
show her off, whatever. Tea and cake, whatever.
Do people not do that anymore?
No, they don't do it. I'd say it's considered like we're not doing it at all because we're not having the big do, the drink. And I know of children, because I was told of children drinking at communions events late at night because the parents are so unaware that the kids can pick up the drink and have a taste of it, and they're 10 or 11, and they're taking sips of all the drinks going around, and they're unaware of it, and they're
because
wondering
the
why they're
drunk.
Drinking at 15 and 16. It's because they were drinking when you weren't looking, when they were 11 and 12, you know.
So, and because they've watched you drinking as well.
Yeah.
And they've been brought into that environment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They think you have to, as you said, you have to drink to have fun. And you're considered, like, if you don't drink, you're not fun.
No, you must be boring.
And we're still that society today. So, you know, it's very sad to see.
And you know, the bottom line in here is here for the people who think, you know, that I'm not fun because I don't drink. And by the way, I do have a glass of tea at Maria at Christmas or my holidays. But for those who think that I'm not fun because I don't drink, I mean, I'm not going to be the one who'll end up with liver disease. I'm not the one who'll have the social problems because I'll fall down in some gutter and, you know, bust me nose or whatever it happens to be, or end up in a fight. And unfortunately, drink does cause a lot of problems.
It does, yeah. But they're in complete denial maybe of their own drinking habits at home, and they're wondering why little Johnny or whoever is drinking on the junior cert night.
I mean, here's an interesting point here. Kevin Limerick says as well, parents need to be parents, not friends, which I think is a great line. I mean, if your kid is coming to you at 15 tomorrow and saying, you know, can we have a few drinks in the house? You need to be a parent and say, no, you're not allowed to drink, you're 15.
Yeah, absolutely.
But parents are afraid to say that to them. They're afraid to say it to them.
Oh, well, I won't be afraid to say it, I can assure you.
So what do you say to the argument by other people? Well, look, sure, look, if you don't let them do it in the house, they'll do it outside anyway.
No, I don't believe that. And if they do, they will be punished. You know, I will find out and I will punish them. I'm not going to ignore it. It will be recognised and dealt with, you know. They can stick their head in the sand all they want and say, ah, sure, it's only one night, it's only this, it's only that. It's not.
But they're 15. This is what I can't understand with people talking today.
Their
brain 15.
Isn't developed.
Nope.
You see them in Aldi and Lidl, and they're sending whoever in the fake ID, I mean, getting the bottles of vodka for €10, and geez, it's just so sad. Yeah.
It is. Okay, well, hold on a second, because I want to go to Maria as well. Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Maria?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, you allowed your daughter to have two drinks.
Yes.
Before,
yeah.
Two drinks of
results.
What? Two drinks of what?
Two bottles of cider.
Why did you allow your daughter to have two bottles of cider? I'm just curious. I'm not judging you, by the way.
I know. I figured I'd rather have her do it here than get on a bus to go to their junior third celebration night out and get more drink, which was available on the bus on the way to their night out.
What does that say about us as parents if we feel that if we don't let them do something at home, they're going to do it outside anyway? Mm. Have we not lost control then as a parent?
Well, there is no fear of losing control with my daughter.
I'm not judging you or judging your daughter. I know it's quite common, by the way.
I found out when she was 15, she had drank outside of the home. And I found out within 2 or 3 days, CSI was never in at Niall. I found out.
Yeah. We always find out.
I lost the head. She was grounded. It was when school broke up for summer. She was grounded for the whole summer. And I took her phone off her for the whole of the summer. She got it back on September 1st when she went into junior cert. Because I found out she had drank outside of the home.
Right.
She knew from that I meant business. We sat down here coming up towards her results. We sat down. I said, I will allow you to have two bottles here as you're getting ready to go. I will be here.
Did you not then just undo everything you did for the summer by saying, what I'm saying is, you're saying to her, this is wrong. You were only 15 years of age. You shouldn't have drank. You did the right thing as a parent. You punished her by, you know, taking away her treats and everything else, or, well, basically her freedom in some sense.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, she does her junior cert and she's still under 18. Still, she shouldn't be drinking. And you're kind of saying, well, okay, you can have a drink. So have you not just undone the authority that you set out to do?
In that sense, I totally understand what you're saying. But a year later, I'm not saying that they're mature. But when I sat her down and spoke to her and just said, look, you understand what I done last year when I found out you drank outside. And now she drank, Niall.
Yeah.
I mean, she drank to the point of she wasn't falling all over the place.
But she was incoherent.
She was drunk. Yeah, yeah, she was drunk. And I said, that will never, you will, it will never happen in this house again. You come to this house being as bad as you were. It will not happen. It has never happened since that she was that drunk. She wasn't able. She might have had 4 cans of whatever she had. She could have had more, but it didn't happen.
And can I ask you a question? Do you drink yourself?
Yes, I do.
And does your partner drink?
No.
No, okay.
No. Now, I would have my odd glass of wine on a Friday or a Saturday evening with my dinner or whatever, weddings, all of that jazz. But when I sat her down coming up to the junior cert results, I said, I know there'll be drinking involved. All of her friends drink. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, but that I don't know if that works. It doesn't work for me because I know there's drugs involved in these things as well, but Yeah, I know. Yeah, sadly,
it's actually frighteningly so.
I know. But I wouldn't encourage them to do that either.
Absolutely not.
Like if you take cannabis, for example, which is reasonably harmless, right? Okay, and obviously there's the gateway argument, but reasonably harmless on its own. But if you took cannabis, and if I found out my son, you know, was doing cannabis, or my daughter was doing cannabis, I certainly wouldn't, you know, say, well, it's grand. Look, I'll buy you a 5-spot and roll you up a joint in the house, and you can do it safely there, sure.
Yeah.
So we have to think of it the same way.
Absolutely.
With drinking alcohol, you have to be responsible. And I don't believe that 15 and 16-year-olds are responsible enough to drink alcohol. And the evidence clearly shows that it's damaging. You know, from a psychological level, damaging to their brain.
Absolutely. I think if you're able to sit down with your child or your son or your daughter at 16 years of age, and you tell them, like, that when it was coming close to her junior cert results, and I sat with her, and I just said, look, I know they'll be drinking. I know everyone will be drinking the night of your results. I know it will be easier to drink the night of your results. I will make you this deal that you can have your 2 bottles of cider here, the 2 small bottles, I'm not talking about the big, huge pint bottles.
Right.
2 small bottles of cider here.
2 litres.
Yeah, I know, big flagon. But I said, you can have 2 small bottles of Bulmers. I bought them
but
for
her. I'm assuming she did go out with her friends then. She probably drank more.
With her friends. She came home. We picked her up from the bus at 3:30. She came home. Now, I did... Like, I was very, like, right in her face going, so how was the night, you know, getting the...
Trying to sniff to see, was there more drink taken? Let me go to Adam. Adam, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing? Adam, you certainly don't agree with the idea of parents giving their kids alcohol. And Maria just outlined that before the break.
I don't, Niall, to be honest with you. I just don't think it's right. I mean, you've already touched on some of the points already that I wanted to bring up. I mean... I'm 40 years of age. I have a 9-year-old daughter now, so I don't have to worry about this for another few years. But, I mean, drugs are a lot more prevalent now. You've already said that.
Yeah.
To me, in my opinion, if you're going to be in there in your house and giving the child a drink, or giving the teenager a drink or whatever, you might as well roll a joint for them. You might as well roll a joint and hand them the joint and say, here's a line of coke. You're gonna see this all around in the pubs now because it's flooded everywhere. I can tell you now, my local pub up here, the barman tells me that he has to wash the place down with baby oil because there's that much cocaine on the back of the toilets.
On the cisterns, yeah.
Everywhere in Dublin.
And it's the same. I remember the clubs I worked in. They used to spray WD-40 on the top of the cisterns to stop them from using it for snorting their lines on it.
Yeah, and they take the light bulbs out and put dimmer light bulbs in. He was telling me so they can't see what they're doing. I just don't understand it. And this whole stigma that Irish people have, like, it bugs me personally, I'll be honest with you. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a hypocrite. I used to drink. I stop now. I don't drink anymore. And like you, I don't like people who are drunk around me. I just don't see the point in it. But I'm not going to cast aspersions. But I just don't think it's right with the stigma that Irish people have, the drunken Irish falling around all over the place.
But Maria's argument is, and it's the same argument that many parents have, and they believe it's the right one, that, you look, if they're going to do it outside, I might as well let them do it responsibly under my watch. By the way, can I point out again that the expert psychologists have said there is no evidence whatsoever that's a good, responsible thing to do as a parent, by the way.
I don't think it is, because I tell you, if I was 16 and my father said to me, here, you can come in, have your few drinks. Now, I just speaking personally, I'm not saying all 16-year-olds would think like this, but that fear would be gone. that fear would be gone, because I'd go back out the house then the next week and say, "Ah, sure, he's let me now. If he catches me again now, he already knows I had a drink."
Yeah, so what could he say?
That's
a fair point, Maria. You know, we're trying to keep them away. Well, hang on, Adam. Maria, we're trying to keep them away from alcohol until they're at least 18 years of age. Unfortunately, we can't always keep them away, but we're trying. But by giving them the drink, we're more or less saying, there's the green light, off you go.
I get the point that man is making, absolutely 100%. And I do understand where he's coming from. I'm also saying that where I think it was the right decision for me to do, from what had happened when she was 15, she will never, and she has never in, she's nearly 18 now.
She's never had a binge.
She has never come into my home being that drunk when she was 15. It will not happen, because the fear of God was put into her. Like the night of her junior cert results, I was right up to her face just going, "Oh, so how was the night? Good night, yeah." And I knew by her that she had had the two drinks that she had in my house before she left.
So are you telling me she only had the two drinks and she didn't have any more when she went out with her friends?
She probably had maybe one or two more, Niall. I'm not going to lie. There was no, like...
But what Adam is saying is, by you encouraging... I understand people are going to say they're doing it anyway. And yeah, unfortunately, some are. But we, as the parents, are the ones responsible to stop them from smoking, to stop them from drinking, to stop them doing drugs, until we believe they're a reasonable age that they can make their own decisions about what way it's going to affect their lives when they're 18 years of age. That's our job. And I think by handing them a bottle, you know, at 15 or 16 years of age, when the junior cert night is on tomorrow night, we're absconding our responsibilities by saying, "Oh, well, they're going to do it outside anyway." That's not the attitude to have. They shouldn't be doing it outside. And if they are, well, then there's something wrong with your parenting. Not you personally, Maria, but as
a
parent.
You're not educating them. And kids as well, Noel, sorry for cutting in there. Kids are crafty as well, you know. So if you have a group of teenagers there and one parent is already letting them drink in the house, sure, they're going to be asking for sleepovers to go up and sleep in Johnny's gas, because they know Johnny's dad or man might be a bit more lenient than their own man.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there, Adam, because I have to go to Sharon and I've only got 40 seconds. Sharon, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
A 40 seconds. Shoot.
Right, no, just my son wanted a drink on tomorrow night for the results, but thankfully our county board has decided to call minor trials tomorrow evening. He's more interested in sports, so I'm delighted for
that. Right, okay, that's distracted him completely, so right. Right. And would you have let him drink?
He wanted to get the bus, and I said no, because I knew he'd be drinking on the bus. But I said, if he wanted to drink, he could have it at home. And he said no. So if he went on the bus, he'd have been drinking.
At least the trials have come up at a good time.
Exactly, yeah.
And do you think it's a good idea for parents to, you know, buy their kids a couple of drinks before the junior cert?
I was going to let him have one here at home anyway, Niall, to be honest, just in my company before he went out. But I don't agree with buying them more than one or two.
Do you think he's doing it without you knowing anyway?
I hope he's not, but he could be. I'm not.
Well, if you're hoping he's not doing it, and you think you're a good parent, which I assume every parent believes they're a good parent, why would you buy him a drink?
Because I always have to go with the times, Niall, and he's 16.
Going with the times.
No, I am.
Sharon, following the herd.
I have two older kids, Niall, and the two kids are 18 and 20, so to be honest with you, I had to kind of go with it. All his friends are drinking, I'd let him do it at home, to be honest. If you want to know, he hasn't had one at home since he turned 16.
There you go, Adam, going with the times. So they're all doing this.
I just think that's a very defeatist attitude, I have to say.
It is, isn't it?
You shouldn't follow the
herd. Follow the herd. Yeah, don't follow the herd. Be a leader, Sharon. Be a leader. Don't be a follower.
No, very quickly.
Go on, I have 10 seconds. Go on.
My sister works in the gym and she was telling me up here that they're all coming in for Instagram photos. She said there's some of them come in. They stand at the machines and they pour the water on themselves for the photos. They're not even using the machines.
So they're pouring water over themselves to make it look like they're sweating.
And she was telling me that they had terrible trouble like going around moving them off because they're blocking machines and everything else.
Right, well, that doesn't surprise me in the least, to be honest with you. The whole idea of their image conscience. Thanks for that, Adam.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.